Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. Now, we learned yesterday, gosh, you never know where things are in relative worlds. Must be we must have davened the Menachem Tzion in the interim. Come faster than the light. So, in any event, we learned yesterday that according to the Rabbanan, if we have a given that the Isser of Giluach HaZakan is dafka in using a razor, then if the Torah tells me that I can, even as a Kohen, who is a Mitzera, go ahead and do that Giluach, it's got to be saying that that Giluach of the Tzarat is bedafka with a razor, because otherwise there's no need to tell me you can go ahead and do it. Well, obviously you can go ahead and do it. And therefore, we said, Aliba de Rabbanan, it's a given that the Giluach of a Mitzera is dafka bita'ar. However, when it comes now to the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer that we learned yesterday, according to which you are not allowed to cut the hair of a beard even using a carpenter's plane. See, he obviously doesn't hold that there's akpada dafka antar. Now there's no reason to say that the mitzera is dafka bitar either. Because anything that I would do to be bekayim by mitzvah, even if I use a carpenter plane on the mitzera's hair, I still need a pasuk to tell me that it's okay to do that to the beard of the Mitzera, who's the Kohen, and I'm going to be Doichanese and Alotase. So therefore, today the Gemara wants to go through the Limud according to Rabbi Eliezer.
Why is it a plane?
Why is what?
Plane.
Because it's not similar to Giluach.
It's the
same effect, but it's
single life,
in
one direction.
True, and so is swallowing the same effect as eating. Nonetheless, if you swallow your food, you don't eat it, and it's shalok ederach achila. It's not cold. Same effect. Both gets to your tummy. Right? But nonetheless, it's not derach achila to wrap something and to swallow it. Okay, so here too, it's not derach giluach, even though it has the same effect. Same thing is true in all of the melachos of Shabbos. The effect isn't what's important. It's the way to do it that's important. Yeah. Tell me what your doubts are.
No.
Express them fully.
And because it's a shaver with it. It's cut in one direction.
You already said that. We agreed it's the same effect. And we agreed to your additional point that it's not only the same effect, it's the same movement of your hands. But nonetheless, it's still not the way in which shaving is done. Isn't that true?
That's for the same tree, but it's a
laid out.
All right. Gentlemen, I think we go for a little experiment. Somebody want to run out to the shuk? It's just 2 minutes. And we're going to see what happens when you shave with a carpenter's plane. I think we've got ourselves exactly the right guinea pig. Are you ready to put your money where your mouth is?
Zero.
Or are you ready to stop? All right. I think that got him even quieter than the aliens. So today, says the Gemara, for Rebbe Eliezer, my time. How does Rebbe Eliezer, therefore, know everything that we achieved yesterday? He holds Malakit for Hitni also is good. How does he know, therefore, that the din of the Mitzora is Dafka in this fashion, as Bibitar, as the Mishnah says? Titanga, Rosho. Yesterday we analyzed the Zikano. But it also says in the Mitzvah, Vayabah Yom HaShvi'i, Yigaleach et Kol Sa'aro, and then it lists not only Zikano, it also lists Rosho, et Rosho, vet Zikano. I mean, I would have thought the first thing that a person would come to is if the Torah says to cut your hair, the first thing you think of is to cut hair on your head. So why bother mentioning Rosho? I'll tell you, says Rebbe Eliezer, it's because, Lefi Shenem Argabi Nazir, Ta'ar lo yavar al rosha. You cannot use a razor on your hair. Now, how about if that poor Nazir has got himself a double tzara? How about if he's also a mitzvah? So what's he supposed to do now? Yochol af Nazir mitzorakein. Talmud lomar rosho. Therefore comes along the pasuk to tell me, nonetheless, go ahead. What do you mean, nonetheless, go ahead? Why nonetheless go ahead? Use a pair of scissors. You just said a moment ago that the Nazir requires a tar. No, but the Mitzvah doesn't require a tar, perhaps. So use a pair of scissors, and then you'll be Yotze the Chiyav. And apparently, in other words, Rabbi Eliezer holds, like the Mandi Omar, who says that you're not over on the other Mavirim. Okay, so I'll use a pair of scissors. No, I'll use a depilatory. I'll be Mekayim my Mitzvah Tzarat, and I won't have to be over the Yisr Nazirut. Since the Torah tells me a special pasuk that I do have to be over my Mitzvah Nazirut, must be that I must use a tar. So therefore, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. I now know also that Tzara'at is Dafke by tar. We ask the same question on Rabbi Eliezer that we asked yesterday, Aliba de Rabbonim, who's to say that this means only a tar? Maybe it's actually coming to say, and if you only have handy a razor, and you don't have anything else handy, you could use a razor, but maybe you don't have to use a razor. So therefore, says the Gemara, maybe the pshat would be mimad. Maybe even using a carpenter's plane would be fine for taking off the hair of the mitzvah. Ah, you'll ask me, v'chi tema tar lamali? Why then would the Torah tell me that I should go ahead and, as a nazir, be over on the iser? That could be to tell me I feel a mitar. If that's all I have, or if it's more convenient, that it's being matur, the use of a tar. So that would be sufficient. So saka dayat chamina, hoil v'gavei nazir, ki ovid betar mechayev, because I would have said to myself, look, by a nazir, if I use a tar, I'm going to be over in Isser and bechayev malchus. So maybe I would also be over, even if, as a nazir, I am also a mitzorah. Therefore, the Torah has to tell me, look, if Nebach, the man who is a Nozer, is a Mitzvah, so then even if he uses a tar, he's not going to be over on his Isser Nezirut. But who's to say he's got to use a tar? Says the Gemara, no. If you entertain the notion for a moment that a person who is a mitzorah, who would do the giluach using a carpenter plane, would be yotzei yischiyah. So then how could you believe that the rosha would be coming to be mata doing an iser? Does it say tar beferish? No. I mean, a lo katif tar doesn't say tar beferish. So what right would you have the ridiculous conclusion that rosha is coming to tell me, use a tar, for heaven's sakes? Reish Lakish already said yesterday that if you've got an option of being b'kayim a mitzvah without doing an iser, we're never going to say that the Torah is telling me do the mitzvah and do the avera also. Therefore, since the Torah uses rosho, it's got to be telling me I have no option but to utilize the very thing that would have caused me as a nazir to be over on tar lo yavar al rosho, and therefore it must be the chiyev of a mitzorah is to be megaleach betar, QED. So now we know both Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer and Aliba the Rabbonim. It's an interesting thing. The Rabbonim skipped over the Rosho to learn from Zikano, where Rebbe Eliezer learned out right away from Rosho. And of course, the one place where it talks about Rosho is Nozir. Tar lo yavar al Rosho. So anyone who's sensitive to the word, when he sees the Tiglachat al Rosho, thinks, ooh, Rosho, gosh, that's a reference to Nazir. So what do they have to go Shlepzach to Zikano to tell me the same thing that would have been known from Rosho? Ask the Gemara, the Rabbana, why did they go to Zikano? Hi, Rosho, my Darshibe. What did they do with the Pasuk of Rosho? So it's like, well, you're forgetting a very simple problem. Forget about the Kohen. Forget about the Nazir. Is it also to cut the hair on your head? Don't you have peyot on your head? Isn't there an Isser cutting the peyot on your head? How do you know you have a right, especially if you're a Kohen, and you also have a mitzvah to say? How do you know that as a mitzera you have a right to cut the hair of your head? Therefore, said the Rabbana, what do you mean? What do I learn out from there? The hair on the head, am I allowed to cut the peyot using a depilatory? No. So over there, what doesn't prove anything about the mitzera? Because even if a mitzera you would be yotzi with a carpenter's plate, I would still need a pasuk to tell me, nonetheless, go ahead and cut off those peyot, right? Doesn't prove anything. Therefore, the Rabbana said, I can't learn anything out of there. So they learn it as follows. They say, I'm going to be over in Israel in Hakafat HaRosh, and therefore, I have no choice but to learn from here that I'm allowed to. The Tanya. Because the Braita points this out. It says, Beferish, Lo Takifu Pa'at Roshchem, Velo Tashchit, Batzikanecha. That's by every Jew. So Yochel Af Mitzorake, you might think that a Mitzorah should leave his Peot, Talmud Lomar Rosha. Says the Gemara, but why do I have to write Rosha? If I learn out from Zikano, doesn't that include Rosha? Typically, me Zikano. Titani Zikano Ma Talmud Lomar. I thought we said, what was the point of writing Zikano if it already said that he has to be Migaleh Kosaro? So you said a moment ago, Lafi Shedeyamar, since it says about now, Lo Yikruchu Karacha Brosham, Upazikadam Lo Yigalechu, it says by the Kohani, Yochalaf Mitzorakein, Talmud Lomar Zikano. So then what would be the point of writing Rosho and Zikano? Lomeli Lamichtav Rosho, Volomeli Lamichtav Zikano. And here, gentlemen, we get into a beautiful additional deal. Why indeed, according to Reb Eliezer, do we not need the Rosho to teach me that you're allowed to cut off your peyot? I'll tell you why. Because a peyah that's not the edge of anything isn't a peyah. Yeah, the old Lag BaOmer joke. I mean, unfortunately, it's not quite a joke. But there are people who want to stress how much the mitzvah of the peyah means to them. They go and they cut off all the hair of the head and they leave the peyah. The problem is, once you cut off the hair of the head, it's not a peyah. Because there's no hair. There's no head to leave a peyah. So now the question is, if the mitzvah anyway has to cut off all of his hair, so what do I need a pasuk to tell me now that he can also cut off the peyah? There is no peyah. So if you hold that cutting off the entire head is not an isser, as Rabbi Eliezer holds, he says, Rosho can't be to tell me that because I don't do that. I don't cut off the peyot. I'm cutting off the entire hair of the head. That doesn't mean peyah by definition. It's the same hair, but it's not defined that way anymore because there's no hashva'ata peyah because there's no hair anywhere. Therefore, the only thing that Rosho must mean is the famous Rosho of Nazir, Tar lo yavor al Rosho. Shades of Shimshon, shades of Naziris, I can hear a ringing in my ears. Echel abilal lefamo. So therefore, I use it to tell me that. But if you hold that cutting off the entire head, well, only the hair, cutting off the entire hair of the head, that got Richie.
Off with the head.
Cutting off the entire hair of the head is also cutting off the peyah. Then I need Rosho indeed to tell me, as the Rabbanan say, the peyah, right? Now, here is where we get to the cute little piece. Say the Rabbanan like this. You're asking me now why I need a pasuk to tell me Rosho if I already know that you even cut off your beard. So then why, so then of course the same thing would be true of cutting off the Pa'at HaRosh. I mean, that's even, if anything, that's a bigger chiyuv. So why in the world does the Torah have to say Rosh Hashanah? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because I katav rachmanah zekano v'lo ketiv Rosh Hashanah. Hava amina akafat kol harosh lav shma akafah. No one would say to myself, gee, why is the Torah focusing on the beard when it could tell me the big chiddush about he's got to cut that hair on his head? Gosh, you know what? Must be Rabbi Eliezer is right. That isn't called cutting the peyot, because he's got to cut off all of his hair. Therefore, the only thing the Torah is worried about is the beard. Oh, that would be very misleading, because the fact is he's wrong. Therefore, comes along the Torah to say, now listen here. If I hadn't told you Zekano, I need to tell you Rosho. Now, what do you think that means? It means that even when you cut off all your hair, you're still going to be over the issue of cutting off your peyot. And therefore, I need to tell you that if you're a mitzorah, nonetheless, go ahead and cut all your hair, which is an issue. Now, I need further to tell me the din of Zekano. Fine. That teaches me the halacha of Tahar, you see. Because that's the only place where the Isser, according to the Rabbanan, is Dafke B'Tahar. So according to the Rabbanan, I've got a beautiful, beautiful, dense information, limud. The very fact that I need to say the Rosh is an indication of the din of Ta'at HaRosh. So fascinatingly, it turns out that I know the Isser of cutting off Pe'ot from Mitzera, the exact opposite of what I'm learning, from the Zakan to Mitzera. Again, look at the interrelatedness of the sugya. So I need to know by Mitzora that it's important to be Matir HaKafat HaRosh, even though that turns out to be obvious, but it teaches me a halok of what HaKafat Pat HaRosh is. Now I go ahead and tell you the din of Zakan. Why? To tell me Daf Ketar. Because remember, according to us, the Rabbanan, the only Isser of Hashkatat HaZakan is Bitar. So you'll say, but I already know that I can be over the Isser from the Rosh. Yes, but you wouldn't know that you're only going to use a Tar. Therefore, I mentioned to you Zakan, so now you figure out, God, why do I need to know that? Ah, must be that I'm going to unavoidably be over the Isser of Hashkatat HaZakan if I am a Mitzorah. What does that teach me? That a mitzvah has to use a razor. It's beautiful. Masha'inkein, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the din is, HaKafat HaRosh is indeed not an Issa, if it's called HaRosh, because there's no Peah. That leaves him with a problem of what to do with the Zakah. Fine. But right now, as far as the Rosh is concerned, from the Rosh we learn out the Halakha of the Dichiyah.
Cut off everything and then cut off the pay at last?
No.
You can even start on the pay.
Right. The act, it's one act of Gibua.
Okay.
Okay. So therefore, v'ikatav roshova lo katav zikano. I would have said, okay, now I know two things. I know that atia seva dachiyat lo tasa, so I know that the chiyav of the mitzera is to be docha the lo tasa, and I also would know that akafat kol harosh shma akafa. Yes, but I wouldn't know that you have to use a razor. Vakati betar minala lahachi katav rachmana zikano, and that would explain why it is that the Torah writes in this case zikano as well. So now I know three different dinim. I know that asa is docha lo tasa. I know that hakafat kol harosh is indeed considered to be shma kafa. And I also know that a mitzora needs to use a ta'ar in order to be yotzei zchiya. For Rebbe Eliezer, my time, yolech mi rosho. Katanya rosho ma tamud lomar. Avishanem agabe nazir. Tar lo yavor al rosho. Yecholach nazir mitzora kein. Tamud lomar rosho. Mimai.
The
Sarkatai Vachamino Oil Vagabi Nazir. Ki Yovid Betar Mechaye Gabi Mitzora Nami Lechayev, and therefore it's coming to tell me, Gamash Bolan, that if that's all you've got, Dolo? No. Isakatai Vachki Yovid Bemalaki to bring anything for the Mitzora, you'd still be Yotzi or Mitzvah, Mitzvah Kavi. Mitalok Ativ Tar Kiresh Lakish. Rabbon, Hairo Shomai Darshivet. Mi boy lay lemitche lav, the normal lav of hakafat harosh. The time, lo takifu pa'at roshchem, yachol af mitzoraken, tamud lomar rosho, lomele lemichtav rosho, tepik le mizikano. The tanya, zikano matav ad lomar, lefishenebo pa'at zikanam lo yigalechu, yachol af mitzorahu zikohen, also lo yigalechu, ken? Tamud lomar zikano. So then lomele lemichtav rosho, Lomelo le mechav zikano, tzrich. Dika the rakman zikano velo ketav rosho. Have mina hakafat kol rosh lav shma kafah. And therefore we didn't even bother telling you anything about rosho. Lo hikat the rakman on rosho. On the other hand, if we would have just said rosho, velo ketav zikano, ketav rosho velo ketav zikano. Have amina mash metarte. Fine. I learn out atiyas v'docha lotas. I learn but how do I know to use a tar on a mitzorah? Akati betar minala. To tell me that I'm going to be over on hashkatat hazakan. But l'shitatenu hashkatat hazakan is only betar. So who's to say I'll be over? Must be, I have no choice but to use a tar as a mitzorah.